Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening to everyone who has tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network. You are now listening to episode 1081. This is our 1,081st episode for Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm excited to be back on the show for the year 2020. And in case this is your first time hearing this voice, I want to introduce myself or reintroduce myself to those who are returning. My name is Arthenius Jackson, and I am with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, your own Southern Belle, your own country girl. And I'm so excited just to be back on the air, and I hope that everyone has had, you know, a wonderful new calendar year. We're in a new decade. It's so exciting, and not because of the actual year, you know, how cool it is to write 2020, because, you know, it used to sound so futuristic when we were growing up, you know, just never thought we'd see 2020 or even be saying it and writing it down. But, you know, it's a blessing to even still be here and to experience, you know, coming into 2020 and just being alive, because a lot of people did not make it here, but I am so glad. I am thankful. I am grateful that I am still here, and I'm glad that you're still here. God spared our lives to just experience another moment, another year, and like I said, we're in a brand new decade. So that's so exciting, and that's just enough to praise God, enough to give him thanks just for the things, just the small things like that. It doesn't have to be anything so great, but I mean, it's always great when you can wake up in the morning. I mean, that's a miracle alone, and I'm thankful for every day that he gives us. So yes, we are in 2020. And again, my name is Arthenius Jackson, and I'm with One Touch Transformation. And for those of you who may not be familiar or may not even know about One Touch Transformation, I'm going to share a little information about it, because we are actually celebrating an anniversary with One Touch Transformation this month and really this week. One Touch Transformation is a nonprofit organization where its mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors of sexual abuse. So this organization was formed January 2014 simply from my story of surviving childhood sexual abuse. Yes, you heard that correctly. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. I was not always a survivor, I'll say that. I was a victim of my past for 20 long years. I was silent. I didn't talk about it. I didn't want to face it because I knew it was too painful. I knew it would be hard. I knew it would be a struggle, and I knew it would be a journey. And I was right. But it wasn't until 2013, actually, when I first broke my silence. I sat down with my family and courageously and boldly and told them what happened to me as a child. And so after going through therapy and counseling, I knew that there was something more that I had to do. I knew that it just couldn't stop there. I knew it didn't end with counseling. It didn't just stop at the therapy. But God placed in my heart to start this wonderful organization, which has, you know, been my baby, which I call it. It's been my baby for the past 6 years. I started it in 2014 in hopes of giving hope to others who may have experienced things such as molestation or just sexual abuse, sexual assault. And I, you know, put in my heart that every chance that I get, every opportunity that I'm able to share my story and tell how God was able to give me true freedom from my past, that he can do the same thing for others. He can do the same thing for you, and that you do not have to remain in that state. You do not have to become a product of that traumatic experience. That is not what God wants for you. He wants you to be free. He wants you to experience true healing, true deliverance, and true freedom. And that's what God did for me. And so now when I share my story, I'm able to tell it, you know, boldly, unashamedly, and proudly, because I know what God has done for me. And I want him to do the same thing for so many others. I want so many others to experience that healing and that freedom that God has given me. So that's what One Touch Transformation is all about. Like I said, it was started simply off of my story of surviving childhood sexual abuse. Now, the organization has grown and has been a great help to our community here in the PD, which is part of Florence, where I reside, but there are surrounding cities that are a part of the PD community. And so One Touch Transformation, it provides numerous services that help young girls when it comes to talking about sexual abuse, good touch and bad touch. We have a mentoring program called the Butterfly Effect, where we actually meet with these girls for 12 weeks and teaching them how to value who they are, their self-worth, building their confidence and their self-esteem. We also have, you know, other programs, which I won't go into detail right now because I want to make sure that I talk about what God has given me for tonight. But just letting you know what God has done for me and what he has done through me and through One Touch Transformation. And I, like I said, always, like I always say, if he can do it for me, I know he can do it for the next person. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope. You are not alone. And I just want you to experience what God has allowed me to experience, you know, in your own way, because God has something great in store for you. What you have experienced, what you may be experiencing right now, it is not the end. Trust me. It is a process, and it is a process that you are going to have to trust. Healing is definitely a journey. So just give God all praises for just who he is, all that he has done, the things that he has allowed me to accomplish with One Touch Transformation. And I'm truly grateful for Purpose Kingdom Network for also allowing One Touch Transformation and myself to share my story and share, you know, great information about sexual abuse, because that's what we're all about, educating, letting you know, you know, what to do, who you can call, where you can go, the resources that are available in different areas. But let's move on, because I can go on all night about what God has done with One Touch Transformation, but we're going to move on. All right, so we are in 2020, and, you know, a lot of people may say the same phrases every year, you know, new year, new me, all of this good stuff. They make all these new plans, decide that they're going to do these new things or make these resolutions. And a lot of times we see when people make these resolutions that they never follow through with them. Just like at the gym, at the beginning of the year, the gyms are crowded. Everyone's going hard. Everyone are on their new diets. But sometimes by mid-February or even mid-March, the gyms start looking a little slim, and everybody starts falling off their diet. But, you know, it happens. I guess people lose their motivation or whatever the case may be. This year, Let's do it differently. I'm not telling you or asking you to make a resolution because, I mean, to be quite honest, I don't make resolutions. I may make plans, But with my plans, I am writing them down and putting things in my calendar based off of how things may have gone the year before. So for me, after at the end of the year, last year, in 2019, I had to evaluate my life. I had to evaluate how things played out, my plans, my schedule, my career, my business, my relationships, I mean, everything. I just took a long look at everything and evaluated how my year played out. And I must say, I was a little disappointed. I really was. I'm just being transparent. I was a little disappointed. I was not satisfied with my time management. I was not satisfied with my imbalanced schedule. And, you know, I can put it on this. I can put it on that. I can say it was because of this and it was because of that. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to just go ahead and take the blame. And so as I was looking at my life and evaluating everything that had occurred during 2019, I said I wanted to do something, you know, different for 2020. And so I sat down and I began writing things out. I took out my calendar because I am determined to make sure that I have a more balanced schedule. I am going to do better when it comes to time management. And, you know, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to do better. And we all have to get to that point where we're able to evaluate our life and evaluate where we are. And so I started thinking about, you know, sports. And, you know, right now we're coming to the end of football season with both NFL and college. And, you know, soon everyone will be hyping over the basketball season, even though, you know, it's been going on the whole time, but everyone's main focus has been on football. And so when we think about the term game changer, and even when it's not in sports, it can be in, you know, anything that's going on in life, whatever the situation may be. But when we hear the word game changer, we, you know, immediately probably think of something or someone that makes a change or does something in the game or in that situation that turns it, you know, around. So things may be going one way, or the game may be going one way, but whoever or whatever is the game changer, it turns it completely around, and it starts heading into a different direction. And we see that often in football. We see it all the time. You know, the team may be going and going, you know, hard in the game, but they just can't get the rhythm going, just can't get the run game going. But then something happens. There is a game changer on that field, and whenever he changes or whenever he does something that changes, and it completely changes the momentum of the game, and all of a sudden that run game is going, and they got the passing game going. And, you know, and I started to think about, you know, how we deal with things in our life, especially personally, things that hit us personally. And I'm not, and this episode is all about thinking about yourself, you being the game changer. We are all game changers. Every decision we make will determine, you know, the outcome. So if we're going to be game changers, then that means we have to think clearly, we have to strategize, we have to figure out what it is that we can do or what are some things that we need to change in order to change the game. And when I'm talking about the game, I'm talking about our life. We have to figure out what it is that we can do that is going to shift the momentum in our life so that we can have a better outcome, so that we're able, you know, to just enjoy life. Now, I'm not saying that because we change it or shift the momentum that everything is always going to go right. We still may have a few fumbles. We may still throw a few interceptions. But as long as we keep that momentum going where we have shifted, then, you know, we just got to stay in the game and we can win it. We can still be the game changer. Might drop some balls, but we are still game changers. Every decision everything that we do or don't do will determine how our outcome is. So a game changer, it can be an event or an idea or some type of procedure or just like I said, a shift that affects a significant it provides a significant shift in whatever the current situation is. And it's usually an element or factor that changes an existing situation or whatever the activity is in a significant way. So life may be going one way at some point. And we could easily just say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to accept this. There's nothing that I can do about it. We can beat ourselves up, or we can shift the momentum. We can change our mind. We can change the current situation. I even thought about myself. I could have accepted, of course, accepted what happened to me, but not only what accepted what happened to me as a child, but I could have accepted just being that, still that broken little girl. I could have accepted that, oh, there's nothing that I can do about it. This is just me. This is it. It made me who I am, and that's it. That settles it. I could have just, I guess, forfeited the game if I didn't, change the way that I was thinking or became a game changer. But no, I was not going to accept just because that happened to me that I was supposed to end up broken or remain broken. No, I changed the game. And that's what I want you to do too, change the game of in your life. Change the way that things are going. I have an uncle who would always say, if you don't like the way your life is, then change it. Simple. He would always say that if you do not like the way that your life is or the way that it's going, do something about it and change it. Just change it. So I want to start off with the scripture, Psalms 139:14, very, very familiar scripture. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How many times do we even think about this scripture? How many times do we speak it over our lives? Or have we really forgotten how God feels about us? Have we forgotten that we are fearfully and wonderfully made? Or do we allow our situations and allow what happens to us or what doesn't happen for us? Do we allow all those things to make us forget that we are fearfully and wonderfully made? I mean, be honest. Sometimes we do forget that. Because of our emotions, they get in the way. The way people treat us, the things they say about us, or because of what's going on in our surroundings, it can get us down. And we can honestly forget, look, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This current situation does not change that. Your words, the way you feel about me, it does not change the simple fact that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Nothing can take that away. We can allow those things to take that away. We can allow those things to make us forget how God feels about us. It sounds silly when we, in a sense, allow how people feel or even think of us attempt to change the way that God feels about us. Like, how dare we? Imagine God said, how dare you? Don't you know how much I love you? Don't you know how I feel about you? And you're going to sit here and allow these situations, I mean, these temporary situations make you forget how I feel you, how I see you, the winner that's inside of you. Do you mean to tell me you're going to let that strip that away? He already told us how he made us, but somewhere down the road, we've allowed people's opinions change the way that we are seen by God. Like I said, how dare we? God is saying, how dare you? You know I didn't make you like that. You know better than that. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I tailor-made you. I created you. I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. So how dare you allow this current scary situation make you feel any less than that? Do you know who you are? You are a masterpiece. I am the masters. I know what I created. And I created something so beautiful. I created a winner. I created a game changer. I created someone fearfully and wonderfully. And can't anyone take that away? Can nobody change it? No matter if you do allow anyone to or try to. But they can't change the fact how God created you. They cannot take that away. They may try. They may try to get in your head and make you think that you are not wonderful and make you think that you are not a winner. But guess what? They cannot do that. They cannot ever take that away. So if we're gonna be game changers, then we can no longer allow that to happen. We cannot lose sight ever. We cannot ever, like Smokey said, ever lose sight of how God sees us. We cannot. And so even when you think about athletes, when they know that they're good, when they know, really know who they are, when they know what skills they possess, what talent they possess, then they're going to do whatever it takes to win. And they're not going to allow anyone to stop them. They are on the field in season and out of season. They are always practicing. They are always conditioning. They are always in the gym. They're doing whatever it takes to continue to be the best because they already know they are the best. And you know it, and you know it's a mental thing as well, not just physical, because you can be in the gym all day, 7 days a week, but if you're not changing mentally or if you're not in the game mentally, then it's not doing any good. So we have to condition our mind at the same time being game changers. We have to renew our mind. And sometimes you have to do it daily. Because look how easy it is to forget that you are fearfully and wonderfully made just because of what somebody said about you or how they feel about you. But no, when you keep it in your mind, when it's in the back of your head at all times, when God's word is in you, that's why David said, "Thy word have thy head and thy heart." When it's in your heart, when it's in you, then when these situations come up, then you just pull it up. I'm like, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care how you feel about me. No. That's how you keep your peace. As long as your mind is stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. And you won't be worrying about, even competing with anyone. When you are a game changer, competition is not even a thing when it comes to other players. It's like, look, I don't have time. I don't have the energy to even compete with whatever you're doing. I don't even know what you're doing because I'm too busy in my lane. I'm too focused on what I'm doing. So I don't have time to compete. So if we're going to be game changers, hey, we got to stay in the game. We got to condition our mind, condition our hearts, and condition our mind. And so we cannot lose sight of how God sees us. We can't lose sight. Because once the enemy allows you to lose sight of who you are, then he begins to steal your identity. Because you no longer know who you are and whose you are. And that is a dangerous place to be. When you don't know who you are, then you're liable to allow anyone or anything to define who you are. And that is not what a game changer is or does. He doesn't. I am not going to allow you to tell me who I am, tell me how to feel, tell me how I should do this when I know what God has placed inside of me. When I know a shift is about to happen or either I'm about to shift something in this play, I can't have you in my ear. No. So we can never lose sight of who we are or how God sees us. Because God sees us in a way that no one else does, no matter who they are, a significant other, a best friend, family member. They may love you to death, but they still don't see you and love you as much as God does. Because God looks at us differently than anyone else in the world. And he looks at others differently from the way that we look at others. Because remember, we're not like him. We still have this flesh. So, of course, we're not going to look at each other the same way that God looks at us. He tells us in, you know, Samuel 17 and 7, the Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So God is forever looking at our heart. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult for us to do that because we're always going to see what's on the outside. We're always going to associate or connect mostly with what's on the outside and form our opinion or how we feel or how we see others. So our view is definitely different from God's view. And so that's why it's important for us not to lose sight of who we are, because we already know people are going to look at us differently. We already know they don't see us as God sees us. So we can never allow anything or anyone make us forget who we are and how God sees us. Not if we're going to be game changers. When you are a game changer, you're different. You're different. You don't think the same as others. You don't talk the same as others. I mean, you don't dwindle in myths and gossip. None of that phases you. It shouldn't anyway. So when you are a game changer, you're going to walk differently. You're going to talk differently. You're going to behave differently. You're not going to do everything what the average player does because you don't have time for that. You're focused on making changes. You're focused on shifting the way things are in your surroundings. You're focused on shifting on what your current situation is so you don't have time to dwindle in mess. You don't have time to worry about what someone else is saying about you or what the latest gossip is. You don't have time for it because the moment you lose focus and the moment you begin to indulge in those other things, then you're going to miss the shift or going to lose the game. You're going to lose if you're not paying attention, not staying focused. What happens when the quarterback and the wide receiver don't connect? Like, who were you throwing to? Or either you weren't turned around to catch the ball. There was a disconnect. So, no, we got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. And that's what it's about when you are a game changer. And so God he's called all of us to be game changers. You are a game changer, but you've got to believe it first. Know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, despite how anyone sees you, despite what anyone may say about you. You are a game changer. And start now. We're in a new decade. Make a decision to really be the game changer that God has called you to be. I know you feel it. I know it. We all have those moments when, okay, something is not right. I need to make a change. I need to shift some things in my life so that I'm able to move forward. Because we want to keep moving. We want to keep getting across, you know, those first downs and more. We want to keep the game going. We want to keep the play going. We got to score. Yes, we have our hiccups, but no, there's something we got to do in order to keep the ball moving. Keep going. If you're just now joining in, I want to welcome you to episode 1081, Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arsenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. With One Touch Transformation, where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors of sexual abuse. Letting you know that there is hope at the end of the tunnel, that you can change the game, that you do not have to allow what happened to you be the end or predict who you are or dictate, I should say, who you are. Your past never has to dictate your future. If you are a game changer, then you know that. What I experience does not dictate who I am or who I will become or where I will go. When you allow your past or when you allow the traumatic experiences or whatever it may be, because we all experience some horrible times or horrible experiences. We're all different, but we all go through some trying times. But I'm always reminded of the scripture that, you know, it's light. Although it does not seem like it's light, but it's light and it's only for a moment. And it does not even compare to what God's glory that will become out of what you went through, your story, that weighs more than every horrible experience, every horrible event, every horrible moment in your life. God's glory that comes out of your story, it weighs so much more. And when you begin to think about you being a game changer, when you change the way you see things and change the way you see your life going, and you realize and like really see the end result before you even get there and see what can happen, see how you can win, oh, man, it motivates you even more. It pushes you even more. That determination, that fight inside of you, it continues to grow. You become more focused on the end result. And then you don't have time to worry about your surroundings. You don't have time to worry about what Susie said, how she feels about you, or whatever her opinion may be. But when you are a true game changer, you make things happen. You make things happen. And a lot of times we may question, like, okay, why? Why me? Why did I have to be the one, you know, why did I have to be the one to, be, I guess, become the game changer? Always knew that there was something different about you or you didn't exactly fit in with everyone else, and that's okay. As a game changer, you realize that. You realize that you weren't supposed to fit in with the crowd because you change the game up wherever you go. But if you fit in with the crowd, you're just another number. You're just like everybody else. And who wants to be like everybody else? Who wants to just blend in with the crowd? I don't. I don't have to fit in with the crowd. And I know a lot of times I don't. But I finally accepted that. And you just have to get to the point where you do accept that. And if you have, then awesome. Awesome. Accept that you will not blend in with everyone else. But God did not call you to blend in with everyone else. As a game changer, you don't blend in with everyone else. You stick out. And there are going to be some people who can't accept that. They can't accept the people that God has called. But hey, It doesn't matter. It does not change one single thing about you. It does not change how God sees you, how he feels about you, how he loves you, and that settles it. So what you don't fit in? So what you don't blend in? So what you stick out, you blend out? You're not just some ordinary girl or some ordinary woman, ordinary man, but no, you are extraordinary because you are the game changer. You are the one. You are the chosen one. And people feel like you have to have so much going on that you have to have the busiest schedule, or you have to be the popular one or the one that everybody wants, but you don't have to be that one. God doesn't always call those. He doesn't call the people who have everything going on. He doesn't call them. Deuteronomy 7:7, the Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number. So you don't have to be the richest. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to have the best looking clothes, the one who has Miss Fashion. No, that is not why God chooses who he chooses. But he says, I chose you for you were the fewest of all people. You stick out to me. There's a reason you stick out to me. And there's a reason you stick out to God. There's a reason that God has chosen you. So what if people feel like you are an oddball? They always want to keep you in a box, but no. Game changers do not stay in a box. They do not always stay in a box. Sometimes you got to get out of pocket. If you want to get things moving, if you want to shift the momentum, you got to play out of pocket sometimes. I mean, because what's going to happen is you're constantly in the pocket, scared to go over a few feet to the left, scared to go over a few feet to the right. Sometimes you got to spin. Look, whatever it takes to change the game, you just got to do it. And that's how we got to feel with our life. That's how we have to get to that point even with our lives. Now, I'm not saying you got to showboat. You don't have to brag or have so much pride that you always walking around with your head up in the air. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you have to do the thing that's going to shift the momentum. And it's usually with smart decisions. So it's not just any, I think I'll do this, or I'll think I'll do that. No. A game changer, he's still going to acknowledge God in all his ways so that he's able to direct us. So as long as we acknowledge him, then he'll direct us. We have to trust in him and not lean on our own understanding. As a game changer, we can't rely on just us. We can't rely on flesh. We never can, and no. Because if we rely on flesh, again, that's just making a quick decision. I think I'll do this. I think I'll do that. But no, it's got to be a smart decision, a godly decision, something that we know led by God that is going to shift the momentum, shift our surroundings, shift that situation that's going on, shift whatever is going on in your family, shift whatever the sickness is, shift whatever you're suffering with, shift whatever your past may be, or shift even if you're trying to figure out what to do next, looking for your identity, trying to figure out what am I supposed to be doing. Stay in the game. Stay in the game. Allow whatever is going on, your current and temporary, because remember, it's only temporary. It's only temporary. So shift whatever you might be experiencing right now. You can shift it. You have the ability. You have everything that you need to become a game changer, or to use the skills that are already inside of you as a game changer. You have it. It's in you. And he tells us that if he begins it in us, if he started it in us, he's going to complete it. So if we already know that he's going to complete the work that's inside of us, then that means we have no choice but to stay in the game. No choice but to stay in. So become or continue to be the game changer that you are. Maybe you feel like you're not one, but I'm here to encourage you that you are. Why? Because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God sees you like no one else, because he was the one who created you. You are his masterpiece. So that's how I know that you are a game changer. You are one. And he chose you for reasons that you don't even understand. You may think you have to be one way, or feel like you have to, I guess, be up to par or look the part, dress the part, look the part. But guess what? No. God chose you just for who you are, just the way that you are. And don't let anyone else tell you any differently. One thing that I hate is when you have people who are really trying, I mean sincerely and genuinely trying to be a game changer. You'll have other believers who try to discourage them. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You have no idea what type of relationship they have with God. So do not intervene. Do not let them do it how God has them doing it. You know, especially if, you know, it is genuine and it is sincere and they are really trying. It's one thing to offer, you know, encouraging support and motivation, prayer even, and, you know, even some scriptures, affirmations that have helped them along the way. But when you go in trying to dictate or even tell them what God told them to tell you, and, you know, just really think about it before you go to that person. I think about if you would want anyone to do that to you. It can become very discouraging, especially to new believers or even just believers who are struggling or who are a little weakened. And we want to make sure that we are actually strengthening them and not, you know, knocking them 2 feet back. But we are all called to be game changers. And even with us becoming game changers, it's going to be rough. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's not always easy making calls and trying to keep the game going. You know, from day to day, we try to wake up with a smile on our face, and wherever we go, we try to make sure that God's love is shown through what we say, what we do. But sometimes it gets a little rough and situations happen, events occur in our life that will cause us and make us feel like forfeiting the game. But we can't forfeit the game. We got to keep the ball moving. We got to be the game changer that God has called us to be. And maybe you're one trying to figure out, how can I become a game changer? I just don't feel like I am one. I just don't feel like God has called me, but God has called you. The simple fact that you're thinking like that, I know you feel it inside that God has called you to be the game changer in your family. You are the one who was called to be a difference maker. You're going to shift things in your family that is going to, you know, leave your family wondering how or where did this come from? But I believe that God is about to show everyone what he can do through you and I. We are going to experience some signs and wonders, and the world is going to see that we are game changers. We're going to shift some things. Now is the time to shift atmospheres, shift surroundings, shift families, shift communities, and even shift some churches. So tonight is an opportunity for you to be strengthened. Tonight is an opportunity for you to allow God to come into your life, to show you and even form you into the game changer that you were created to be. Even if you don't know God, now is the time. Tonight is an opportunity for you to invite God in your life so that you can be the difference maker in your life, so that you can be the game changer in your family, in your entire surroundings. And if you're ready to make that step, if you're ready to say, God, come into my life and show me who I'm supposed to be. God, make me the game changer that you have created me to be. Then I want you to close your eyes and pray with me. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for the breath in our bodies and the blood that's in our veins. God, we thank you just for another day. God, we thank you for just being able to walk, being able to talk, and every activity and use of our limbs. God, we thank you for grace and mercy. God, we thank you just for being God. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for creating us, for making us fearfully and wonderfully. Oh, God, we thank you even for this opportunity to give you praise and to give you thanks. God, we thank you for what has been said. And, oh, God, we ask that you will do what only you can do. Oh, God, there's someone who's listening and who's ready to accept you into their heart, who's ready to be shown who you have called them to be, the game changer that you have created them to be in their community, in their surroundings, and in their family. God, we know that you don't call us or choose us because we are the best or because we have the most or have everything going on, and definitely because we aren't perfect. But God, you call us because you can use us. You chose us because you know that you can use us to be a game changer. So, God, I pray for those who are ready to accept you into your life. God, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we pray that you would forgive us of everything that we may have said and done that may have not been pleasing in your sight. Anything that would keep us from entering into your kingdom, God, we pray that you forgive us and blot out all of our transgressions. God, we know that you are faithful and you are just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, God, we ask that you cleanse us tonight. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. God, we ask that you renew our mind so that we are conditioned to think and to believe and trust in you at all times. Help us not to lean on our own understanding, but to always acknowledge you in all our ways so that you may direct our path. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to help us to seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, so that everything else would be added into us. Help us to be difference makers. Help us to be true game changers. Help us to shift atmospheres wherever we go, to shift the things that are going on in our families and our communities and in our churches. Help us, oh God, to be the game changers that you have called us to be. Oh God, I pray for everyone who is listening under the sound of my voice. God, I pray that you will meet their needs, whatever it may be tonight. Do what only you can do. And we'll forever give your name all the praise and the glory and the honor, because you are so worthy of it all and even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Rob, and he's going to give us the announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Thank you so much, Minister Jackson. real quickly, I want to do the announcements. Before I do that, I suggest anybody that turned their life over to Christ to find the Bible, believe in teaching, preaching, sanctuary, and nurturing the word of Christ. If you can't find a sanctuary, we're here at Purpose Kingdom. We broadcast almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast. If you want to contact us at Purpose Kingdom Net, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can give your comments, questions, concerns. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you to like us on our Facebook page where you can see some of our upcoming advertisements and some of our upcoming shows. We invite you to invite a friend to like our page also. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in a host name and a show name, and you can listen to that show in entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to listen in if you've missed it. Our end-of-the-year revival that had started on December 25th and ended on December 31st as we prayed our way into the new year. Thank you so much, and with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ, and that's going to be hosted by Dominique Hudson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ. And it's going to be hosted by Sister Dominique Hudson. We thank each and every one of you, no matter where you're calling in the world, or we thank you for calling calling via phone or listening online. We thank you so much for your support. And also, if you need a word of inspiration, please go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can just hear a word of inspiration each and every morning. If you want to follow, if you have a hard time finding that link, you can go to any of our social media pages via Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We thank you so much for your support. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement, and we're going to turn the show back over to Minister Jackson.
All right. Thank you for those announcements, Brother Rob. And I want to also thank everyone who has called in or who may be listening online for tonight's episode. Truly, anytime, you know, we have an audience, it's a blessing because we never know who's listening and who may just need some encouraging words. Thank you so much for your support. And also I want to give, you know, a little bit of information how you can contact us about more information as far as One Touch Transformation. You may find us on all the social media platforms. We are on Facebook under One Touch Transformation. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, _ONETT. So please follow us. We'd love to know where you're from and how we may be of service in your community or in your area. Also, you can visit our website, which is www.onett.me. That's onett.me. So stop by and visit our website and see everything that we have going on. We are currently accepting applicants for our mentoring program for our spring 2020 and spring semester. We are accepting girls for locations in Hartsfield, Darlington, and Florence area. The cost of the program is $30, but if there is any if there are any financial reasons that you may not be able to pay the $30 fee, we are also having, you know, different ones who are sponsoring young girls, so please let us know if you're not able to pay the $30 and someone will sponsor you. And with that being said, if you would like to sponsor a young girl to be a part of the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program, you can submit a donation online at our website, www.onett.me. It's through PayPal, and the payment is $30, and that $30 will pay for the young girl's supplies and all the materials that she'll need for the program for those 12 weeks. And I posted today saying that as easy as it is to say that $30 is nothing or It's not a lot. Believe it or not, there are some families or some parents who are not able to pay that $30 for the young girls who want to be a part of the program because they do have a financial need or a financial burden or something that's going on in the household where the $30 have to be used for something else. But we do thank all of our wonderful donors and our sponsors who have graciously who have already started sponsoring girls. I started getting some tonight. So thank you for those who have already started sponsoring young girls for the spring semester. I would also like to say happy anniversary to One Touch Transformation and thank everyone who has supported OTT over the 6 years. I would like to thank my wonderful board. I would like to thank all of the volunteers for the mentoring program. I would like to thank all of the health professionals that go out in the community and participate with the different health sites and the health forums and through the presentations. It's just been a wonderful blessing and just so truly grateful and just very, very, very grateful for everyone who continues to support the cause. To my home church, Fellowship of Christians Movement, who has been so supportive, like super supportive since day one, and all of the churches who have gotten on board and supporting the cause, because it's a topic that's not too popular. You know, it's already not too popular at all when it comes to actually having the conversation. But I am so thankful for the churches who have gotten on board to make it a part of the conversation, even in the congregation. We are geared up and we're already working for April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So please be on the lookout for the upcoming events. And like I said, if there's any way that we can be a service for you, please reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to see what we can do. Maybe we can partner up or collaborate with resources in your area. We're always looking forward to doing new things. So, like I said, reach out to us. You can send us some messages through Facebook or through our website. If you'd like to learn more information about me or know more about me, you may contact me through Facebook. You can find me on all the social media platforms at Arthenius J, both on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can visit my website, which is arthenius.com, so you can stay in contact and find out what I have going on, when new music will drop, where I'll be speaking as far as sharing my stories and the different platforms. You know, I'm telling you, just God is just good. He's good. That's all I can say, and that's why I'm such a huge advocate, not only for sexual abuse, but as an advocate for being a game changer, stepping out and changing your life, using your story, whatever it may be, to give God glory. Because at the end of the day, it's all about bringing God glory. It's not about me. It's not about what happened to me. It's not about my story. But it is for God's glory to hear that story. And the same goes for you. There are so many people who are waiting to hear your story. So many people waiting to see that you made it out. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised of how many people that you can help just by sharing your story. And you do not have to share it on an open platform or a huge platform. Even if it's just with one person, if you've helped one person, at least one person, then you're a game changer. You are a game changer. So again, become the game changer or continue to be the game changer that God has called you to be. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, so you have no choice but to be a game changer. Do not worry about how do not worry about how people look at you, because you already know how God sees you. People are always going to look at the outward appearance, but God knows your heart. He truly knows your heart, and that's all that really matters. So be the game changer that God has called you to be. Make moves. Change the atmosphere wherever you go. Keep the ball going. Stay in the game. Don't throw in the towel. Don't forfeit it. Because I'm telling you, in the end, it's going to be so worth it. So worth it. Well, I pray that something that I said was motivating, inspiring, or encouraging, helpful, brought some healing. I hope it helped you in some type of way. I really hope it did. And so I love you guys, and I pray that you enjoy the rest of your evening, and I pray that you enjoy the rest of your week. Be the game changer. All right, y'all have a good night.
Jesus lives. raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.